strong, stay strong, and escape from hate land. Needless to say, I have a plethora of published works now. The latest is a co-authored book I did with my dad entitled Planet Earth and the Apocalypse. Before that was another co-authored book with my dad entitled In the Beginning Was God. And prior to that, I came out with my God-Given University Publishing LLC notebooks, 6x9, 8.5x11. But here's the kicker. This 6x9 shows you how to say hello in approximately 12 to 15 different languages, including sign language. And the 8.5x11 ruled 120 pages. At the top, it shows you how to say hello, thank you, and goodbye in 22 different languages spoken locally. So yes, Lalita has been a busy girl, but this particular podcast episode is entitled Why Me? And the reason I decided to come on is because things have been going, I want to say, fairly well lately. Hallelujah, right? So why would me, the podcaster, come on with an episode entitled Why Me? Well, here we go. You know how it is when you're so accustomed to things going well in your life as of lately, but you may have spent decades with things not going well. It could have been a love life that could have, should have been, but wasn't. It could be your upbringing, like, woe is me, why did that happen to me when I was growing up? It just could be old-fashioned, piss-poor, horrid decisions that caused you a lot of agony and pain. As the years, decades roll by, things start to get better. You're able to see the silver lining in the sky. You're able to see the clouds move away and you see the sun pierce through. You're starting to actually enjoy your life. But then you look back 20, 30, 40, in some instances 50, 60 years, and you say, why me? Why did it take so long for me to finally enjoy this journey? Why didn't I stop to smell the roses? Why couldn't things have turned around sooner? Why couldn't I have been in a position to actually not take my life for granted and enjoy what I have? I understand your plight. Let's bring it home, which is, if how I speak was a genre, let's go ahead and bring it to my genre, which is me being very transparent. Something I do not apologize for anymore. Those who may have read earlier publications that I have written, that's available in book form, are vastly aware of two things that I wish I had. One of them was protection as a child. The other was the love of my mother. And when I say love of my mother, a mother I could talk to. A mother who would be there for me and listen. And I understand parents can only give what they had. But when you finally get a glimpse of what they could have given you, that they didn't know they had. A part of you may be like, oh my gosh, yes, I'm so glad this is happening now. But then for some individuals, there may be a part of you that's like, I wish I had this a lot earlier in life. I wish I would have had more decades to be able to have a parent who was there. And not just physically there, but emotionally there, mentally there. Who was actually there? A parent who could not just be a parent, but a friend. I came to that conclusion, I want to say sometime yesterday or a day before. I think I will say the day before or sometime today. I was assisting my mother with locating a new environment for she and my dad and younger sister to move into. In the process of doing that, assisting her with the steps needed to get things done, there was a kindness there that I wish I would have experienced long ago. Although she's coming towards the end of life, where there are more years behind her than in front of her, the fact that I got a glimmer of hope of what could have been had me wonder why me. For a very brief moment, it's like, why wasn't that opportunity available long ago? We know that we cannot change the past. God, in His infinite wisdom and knowledge, understanding, He can do everything but change the past. We have no idea how valuable, how precious, how priceless today is. We have no idea how valuable a moment is. So I've actually decided to take in every moment I possibly can to enjoy what I never had while I have the opportunity. I know that there are some who may not have ever had the opportunity because they may have been adopted, raised in foster homes, have no idea who their biological parents really are. I understand your plight. Some people wonder, if I knew what happened and why, then maybe it wouldn't hurt so bad. I remember a social media meme, and I'm not one to quote them, but some of them are really good out there. It said that Jesus knew all of the answers, yet He still cried. Some individuals have a desire to cry about what could have been. Nothing's wrong with that. Even God was grieved about how things could have been with His creation. He, in His infinite wisdom, understands our plight. He wants everyone to love Him, but everyone does not. He wants everyone to accept Him, everyone will not. He wants people to come to Him with no pretenses, everyone will not. Even the Bible said that God does not desire any to perish, but that all should come to eternal life. I know that there are some individuals who do not realize this is a Christian podcast, but I am a Christian, so I'm definitely going to put that plug out there. But I'm not one to browbeat a person, anyone. I am a light, not a floodlight. I'm a light to show and guide the way, and not a floodlight that just blinds a person. That's almost equivalent to having a fire with nothing to harness it. That's how destruction takes place. But nonetheless, that was why I decided to title this Keep It Simple series episode, Why Me? Because I know one day that moment will come. And I actually got a chance to enjoy a sweet moment with my mom. So I challenge all of you who are listening with this. Take in the moment. Yes, you may reflect on what could've, should've, would've been. But be in the moment. If you live in the past, before you know it, your moment will be gone, and then you'll wish you had that moment again. I can honestly say that I am ready to be a newlywed again. I know, right? It took almost 5 years for me to get there, but I can't be stuck in the past. Past is not worthy of my present. My present is a present for a reason, and it is a valuable gift that I'm not going to squander any longer. Like a money launderer who will not be able to repay the money no matter how much you try. So take a moment. You may even have to grieve some things. Some of us may not have allowed ourselves to just have a good cry. Just let it all out. Just let it out. Let it go. And then go on. I guarantee you, if you just let it go, dry your eyes, get before the Lord and ask Him, what is it that He needs and wants for you to do? I guarantee you, things may not turn around rapidly, but the Bible does say weeping may endure for a night, but joy, it comes in the morning. God bless you. If you would like to know more about my Keep It Simple series episode or how to reach me, you can follow me on a plethora of avenues. One is GGUL. I apologize. GGUPLLC. At wordpress.com or God Given University Pub on Instagram and Facebook, and my author page, which is lalietawilliams.com. It is lalietawilliams.com. Well, until I record again, cast all of your cares upon Jesus Christ, because He cares for you. And stay prayerful. It changes things for real. And let's let go of the why me and thank God for you being you. Bye-bye.